Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Wasting all my time standing in that coffee line. Then we've been sitting around the table drinking java by the cup. You know what? My lady wants me home, but when I sit down, I can't get up.
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better.
Healing. Are you looking for great advice? Do you need a solution? Change your life. Ask the energy guru, Atana. Atana, how are you doing today?
Hey, wonderful being. I'm doing excellent. I hope everyone is doing great. Energies are up and running, and we are making it happen today on this planet Earth.
Okay, well, what do you want to talk about today related to what you do?
Well, today I want to talk about with what usual requests people come to me. They come to me with often very specific requests. So people come to me and they want to change their lives. And a big part, what I'm observing right now, it's very big. It's like the stress. People are so stressed with their lives, with their work, with their children, with their family, with themselves, with about what they think the image needs to be, how they need to look, what they need to do, etc. People are just in this amazing experience here on this planet where we can basically create everything we want, but the question is, why the heck are we creating these high level and high amounts of levels of stress? I mean, if they would be satisfying and they would be catering to our expansion and becoming more conscious, I would see it would be a great expression. But if you really look at it, stress is the source of so many diseases and ailments. And I would like you to look, everyone who is listening right now, look into your life, feel into your body right now, and observe, where do you hold stress? People hold stress in the funniest places. Some hold stress in their buttocks, some hold them in the neck, some hold them in the foot, some hold them even like in their arms, hands, wrists, wherever you hold stress, and even the internal organs, even like the lower back. Just observe right now, feel into your system, where do you hold stress? And once you identified where you hold that stress, give yourself a moment where you allow yourself to breathe and deeply inhale and exhale and direct that breath consciously into that area to transform and release that stress. Do me a favor right now. Humor me. Wherever you are, breathe into the area where you feel stress in your body. Direct it consciously into that area and allow that stress energy to be transformed and to be released with the breath by just bringing your intention to it. The question is, if we are these unlimited energy beings, if we are these blessed beings, why the heck do we hold that low frequency of stress in our system when we can be ecstatically in love right now in this moment? Instead of us holding this ecstatic joy and blissful energy in ourselves, we're deciding, we're choosing to hold that unhealthy energy of stress in our bodies. Give yourself this moment now to recognize where it is and maybe even what the cause is for it. And give yourself permission right now in this moment with your breath to dissolve any stress that's in your body so that you can truly move forward in life. And now I want to go even a little bit deeper. I want you to look into, where do you emotionally hold stress? what needs to be done emotionally in your life? What's emotionally stressing you right now in this moment? And where do you hold it? Do you hold it in your heart? Do you hold it in your internal organs? Where do you hold that stress? That emotional stress is a whole nother level of stress, but has the same results as the physical stress that you hold in your physical body. Give yourself this moment to recognize the emotional stress that you make yourself. Maybe you have emotional stress with your wife or your husband or your children. Or maybe there's an emotional tension between you and another person that's giving you stress or gives you anxiety every time you just think about it. You're going to meet that person, and the emotional unresolved energies could be stressing you. Or maybe emotionally you don't want something to come to the surface. Give yourself this moment to emotionally breathe into the area where you identified. If it's in your heart, bring your breath right into that area and start slowly to dissolve the stress. Right now in this moment, it's perfectly fine not to have any stress in our lives. Why don't you give yourself right now in this moment permission to be without stress just for this moment, maybe just for the duration to this radio show? Let's talk healing. And let's talk healing and bring that healing right into your system where you can start transforming that stress that you built up for whatever reason. And now go deeper. Mental stress. The mental stress can be just in the mind, just thinking about what you have to accomplish today. Maybe you have to pick up the children. Maybe you have to do complete a project. Maybe there's a deadline. Whatever it is that's creating stress in your mind, I would like you now to allow that stress, just with the intention, just have the intention, the focus, that the stress that's right now in my mind, I now allow this stress to be transformed and to be released. And humor me just in this moment and allow any stress that you're holding in your muscles, in your joints, in any of the areas of the body, emotional, mental, even if there is like a spiritual tension where you don't want to go to church next week because you're afraid you're going to see somebody there. Allow all that buildup of stress and tension now in this moment to be transformed and released, and observe how that feels. Give yourself this moment. Humor me right now in this moment and give yourself, have that intention, permission right now that any stress that's in my body, in my mind, in my heart, to be transformed and to be released. And see how that feels. Is that something? And you can do this anytime in your life. So Let's Talk Healing is going to give you hands-on advice. It's going to give you hands-on ideas that you can do, change your life, change your outlook in life, change how you approach life and the attitude in life. Just a heads up.
All right. Well, we are going to take a quick commercial break and come back with Atana's guest, Anna. If you'd like to call in live to the show, it's 888-627-6008. You can also check out Atana's website at Atana, A-T-A-A-N-A, method.com. Stay with us. We will be right back.
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial. No sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. put your pet on the path to good health.
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
And we're back on Let's Talk Healing with Atana, the energy guru, and his guest, Anna. Anna, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Laura. It's lovely to be here. And hello, Atana. Thank you so much for having me again.
Hello, wonderful Anna. We are happy and grateful that we have you from Aussieland all here.
I know. And it's, you know what, today it's Australia Day. So it's an important day here. So I feel very special that I get to share this day with you.
Yes, we love Australia. Happy Australia Day.
Thank you. Atana, this week for me, I've had quite a lot of deep things coming up. It's interesting because I'm choosing to practice your work on a daily basis. That's my choice, and I love it. But still quite, you know, deep things are coming up to me. And I wanted to talk to you about an experience I had last night. I was sitting on the bedroom floor with my son, and I was stroking his head. He's nearly two, and I was just stroking his head so he would go to sleep. And I was sitting there, and I just had this overwhelming feeling all of a sudden. It was like a moment came to me that where I was, I almost felt like I was in a dream within a dream, or almost like, you know, that movie The Matrix, where you feel like you're part of the Matrix. And I had this overwhelming feeling that I've been living a life waiting for another life to happen. And that's the first time that that's ever really occurred to me. It was quite an unusual experience for me. And I sat there and I thought, what is this? I don't understand this. This is a very strange thing. And I wanted to talk to you about that experience, waiting for something to happen that wasn't happening and feel like I'm sort of waking up to something. Could you help me with that experience, please?
Yes. First of all, Anna, welcome to the multidimensional expression of life. You actually are tapping into, consciously, into the multidimensionality. You know how there are theories out there that there's all dimensions are existing, all outcomes, all possible outcomes are basically a dimension in itself. And if we would think of these uncountable different outcomes of situations that could happen, for example, with one action, even like just reaching to the tea or the teapot, there's so many different ways how you could reach to the teapot or lift it, and each dimension is another expression of that reality. And we are living in a multidimensional reality. That means every possible expression of our creative self, of ourselves, is already existent. That means there is a morphogenetic field, like an energy expression, like almost like a blueprint in all these dimensions possible already in place. There's even theories out there that say if you vibrate in that frequency of a very specific outcome, then you basically shift the outcome into that desired outcome or experience. And whenever you have any project, any action that you would like to pursue or any focus that you have, think about it from failure to success. There is a failing idea and there's a success idea. In between, there's an uncountable amount of different outcomes that's like semi-successful, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, until you have, even in the success level, different levels of success. In the failure level, there's different levels of failure also integrated. I almost wanted to say successful failure, because there's so much that we learn in failure often that brings us automatically into success. But think about it, about every action has an uncountable amount of outcomes, like kinetic energy that goes, like when you put something in a direction, it goes forward. as a kinetic energy, and that in all dimensions. Think about us like we are in a pie, like a pie chart. And in that pie chart, we are totally present in the whole of the pie, similar like an ingredient, probably very similar like salt or pepper that you add into that pie before you bake it. And you mix it up, and then you put it into the pie shell. That pepper is present in the whole pie. That salt is present in the whole pie, similar like we are here in this life. And the pie, consider the pie as the universe or the multiverse. So we are present in every slice of that pie. If you slice that pie up like in 6 or 8 pieces, we would be present in all of these experiences that anybody would have had eating that pie. And there could be totally different people. And now think about that we have that ability consciously, the enlightened people like Buddha, like Christ, and even the yogis and the sages, they tap into that amount of multidimensional expansion, and they can, according to that, create a very certain outcome with not even having to leave their meditation. That's
amazing.
Kind of very similar.
Yeah, very similar. So in saying that, understanding that, like becoming aware of that multidimensional layer and the fact that, you know, you want to wake up from where we are to tap into that, can you please provide some tangible solutions on, like, how are you able to tap into more of that in a conscious way where you're not sort of just, you know, bypassing reality or dreaming or, I guess wishfully not wanting to be in the moment, because being aware and being conscious and being present, it, for me, is such an important thing. However, how do you tap into that multidimensional realm as well as being present?
Here's a very good question. Before I even tap into the multidimensionality where I just become an observer, I, as a energy healer, my first intention is, oh my God, there's some dimensions they're really screwed up. So my first intention is I bring healing energy into all of my expressions of all of my dimensions so that all of these dimensions where I'm expressed and externalized in can be healthy for these parts of me that are obviously existing there with or without my knowledge. So my first...
That's great.
Action,
I love that. That's beautiful.
my first action is like, oh my God, I want to get all these screwed up pieces of me in all these dimensions in recognizing them, that I'm here supporting them, energetically doing energy work so they can start as a whole supporting me in this lifetime. The key is really making this the most important life so that all these other dimensions, now think about, if we have like 13 or 56 dimensions or maybe an infinite amount of dimensions possible present, then all these dimensions that I'm externalizing in can support me and could be a fragment of my life. So now I'm going to do energy work and align them so they actually support me, and I decide this is my center stage life. All of these dimensions now have to support me. Now you're becoming really powerful.
I get it. Yeah. Yeah,
right?
I get
now
it.
Now you become,
wow,
instead of one person, like 13, 56, or uncountable amount of force that's helping in this dimension.
Wow, that's a beautiful description, Atana, really clear. And so really what you're doing is you're centering yourself and making this lifetime count the most and then radiating that out to all dimensions, which I guess includes all past and present and future lifetimes. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And that's just, and that's when you go into the future, into the past. I mean, I'm just even just talking about the parallel lives, but when you then go forward into the future lives, into the past lives, now you're becoming a coherent frequency because there's an alignment, there's healing intention present that is now fully distributed into all of these areas. And now you have truly a powerful force of self-healing activated.
Amazing. I've got two really questions, Elsa, that I want. Laura, is now the time, or will I wait until after an ad break, or what will I do?
Yep. Well, let's do a quick break right now, and then we'll come back with your questions. And if you'd like to talk to Atana live, it's 888-627-6008. Stay with us.
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
Welcome back to Let's Talk. We're on with energy guru Atana and his guest Anna. And Anna, you have some more questions for Atana.
I do. I've had a few things come up this week that I've been busting to talk to Atana about. So, Atana, so this week a lot of things have been coming up for me, and one of these things, which I'm sure many people experience in their own lives as well, is I've reached a point where I've suddenly gone, oh, I've done this before. I find myself back in the same place. I'm repeating the same pattern. It's like a karmic thing that I feel I've become conscious of the pattern and I want to shift. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that experience and how then to move forward in a way that we don't keep repeating the same patterns or same karmic patterns. I know you can do it. I want to talk to you at an energy level. What do we do when we come up against this feeling or this realization that we're going down the same path we've gone down, lifetimes of doing?
Of course. And I can tell you also from experience, I have a lot of people that come to me that have had already done some deep therapist work done, and they come to me and they say, oh my God, when I identify something in them, and say, I worked on this for 10 years with my therapist, and it's still there. I can't believe that's still there. And they almost get into a place where they get discouraged. But at the same time, here's how I look at these manifested problems or patterns. I know that we all are unlimited beings. We are unlimited energy beings. Really, we are made up of unlimited amounts of energy. Access that unlimitedness, that's infinite, then realize from everything that we're doing has an infinite amount of externalizations. It could be that one traumatic experience has a multitude of different expressions, or it can be recognized similar like when you burn wood and you can still identify the particles in the air or the CO2 that it creates. You can still recognize these particles, these parts, even if you have worked on for a long time on them. how I approach any pattern, about any pattern that I have in my system. I approach it with the utmost intention of focus to come from my unlimitedness, from my infinite of compassion, of patience, of time and space to approach it. Because anything that I want to get rid of that's still in my system ultimately is not being fully resolved yet, or it's not being fully understood yet of why it's there. Every pattern has a multitude before it manifests in terms of energy dynamics or morphogenetic fields underneath, before it can be even manifest physically on this realm. And think about any behavior pattern that has to be put into place, it has to be approved, it has to be applied, and then it has to be deemed as effective or even dysfunctional, has to be approved, and it gives us a certain experience. And we have to get to the source, in to any and all of the sources, with so much patience and unconditional love and gratitude that we really don't even, I'm not even thinking, when is a pattern going to be transformed? I'm just grateful that I identified it. And then I say, wow, this is a pattern. It's manifest. It's part of the universe. It's part of the multiverse in this moment. Before I even want to change it, I go with the moment or the aha moment on it, and then I start to really understand the depth, the multidimensional expression of it, the infinite connection, and then I start approaching the pattern as an equal being that has a right to be there before I want to make it go away.
You're amazing. Like, how do you do that, Atana? Because I'm sure that a lot of people, and I'm not saying most, but I sort of tend to bump up about these patterns and get upset and want to push them away, and I don't want to greet them. So how do you get to the space where you're welcoming and saying, hello, I greet you? That is such an amazing ability to be in that space. How do you do that?
By recognizing that everything in our life is literally almost as a graceful expression of the divine. It's like, by the grace of God, we're experiencing it. By the grace of the divine, of the universe, we're experiencing it. I am in awe about the part of it, and then I recognize that it is an expression of prosperity, because there's an abundance of problems. That's a prosperity that is unbelievable. So there's an abundance of patterns. There's an abundance of belief systems. There's abundance of systems. And the abundance prosperity approach is how I go there. And once I see the value in it, because it is prosperity, once I see even the tiniest little silly pattern has value, and once you realize these patterns are housed in your life, then realize that you are so valuable to the universe that the universe and multiverse even create with you these patterns because you're so valuable. Stagnation or most brilliant patterns and insight of genius is both the same coin, only the one or the other side of the coin. It's still on the same coin. And that coin is valuable. It's one of an ancient coin that's one of the last coins, your expression and only your expression. Nobody else has that coin. And every one of us is so valuable, that value that we even have these patterns inside of us, that's the utmost respect I approach the pattern inside of you before I even go to wanting to transform it.
Well, I guess that is what makes you so unique, and also the reason why you have your role in life, because it is such a a unique and amazing approach, and that's why you can help so many people, Tana. I want to thank you for that. It's incredible.
Oh, you're welcome. And you're one of the amazing beings who can identify it, and I appreciate you also bringing that, making that understandable also for people, because if we bump up our self-love and our self-worth, then we will bump up all the experiences that we have on that level. And I'm grateful, Anna, that you're making that visible and helping our listeners to really today raise up the frequency of self-love, of self-worth, recognizing that even the stupidest pattern that we have inside of us is valuable. And instead of us getting upset about it, we're going to embrace it today, and we're going to say, this pattern has value. I'm going to reconfigure this pattern and make this a healthy pattern that's going to serve me, that's going to make my life more vibrant and brilliant. And that's the beauty of life. And thank you much for bringing that example out.
Yep, and we are going to go to commercial break. If you want to reach Atana directly, it's 615-202-6950 or atanamethod.com. We'll be right back.
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
Let's talk healing. Atana with his guest Anna today. And Anna, you have some questions for Atana?
I do. Thank you, Lori. Atana, that was beautiful. Thank you for that last segment. I really enjoyed that. It was beautiful. Anyway, the other one I really wanted to speak with you about this week is I've been doing a lot of home practice recently, and I had this experience on my Monday morning where I got up and I did some yoga on my mat, and I came and I sat to do a meditation, and I suddenly became aware that I could actually hear my body vibrating. I could hear two different tones in that vibration. I could actually feel like a bass tone almost, and then I could hear a high frequency tone. As the first time I've actually heard the vibration, I've never really heard it before. I've felt it, but I've never heard it. And that was a very unusual experience for me. And I wanted to talk to you about that experience, and I also wanted to understand the different resonant tones I could hear. Could you just talk to me a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, the sound that we hear sometimes, even the sound that's often identified as tinnitus, in the ancient yoga traditions, when a yoga student was reaching a certain level of psychic awareness, where the psychic ability was activated, I think it was on the right ear, then it was activating the psychic senses. When the sound was more on the left ear, it activated like the spiritual awakening. And these sounds, what they do, these high-frequency sounds, very similar like they use for the sound that they break up the kidney stones, that has you know, these sound frequencies that are created to break up the kidney stones so they can be passing through much smaller.
Yes.
Think about the high frequency sounds and the sounds in the body as different stabilizers. And the high frequency sounds, they basically clear the brain of any buildup in the system. Very similar like these sounds that they create to break up the kidney stone. It basically breaks up interferences, stagnations in the brain area. And it also activates the left and the right side of the brain and supports them to work together with the sound. And it puts also the brain into a state of deeper layers of consciousness where you can access higher levels of consciousness.
That's amazing. And so in understanding these sounds that the body has or is vibrating at, I'm really interested then in, are these things that the mantras can shift? Is this sound what the mantra is shifting that we use sometimes, your mantra? Is that affecting that sound? How do I take advantage of being able to tune into that sound and make more of it or raise my vibration? How do I do that?
The mantras help you to connect with a very specific resonance in the universe. That's absolutely correct. You are changing your vibration. That means you're changing your life. If you vibrate in a different frequency, you're going to be in a different... think about musical notes on a piece of paper, how you have a very specific sound and a very specific level or height on the paper when you write a song, for example. And think about that when that frequency is a little bit higher or lower, the musical note is going to be in a different areas on that piece of paper. And it's the same as, like we said, with the multidimensional expression. If you change your vibration, you're going to live a different life. You have a different outcome. You're going to have a different experience in life. Heavier, slower frequencies are sometimes considered denser, not so much as, for example, when you're in a happy, in a funny mood, or in a higher vibration, in a lighter vibration, you're in higher consciousness. You are more in a lightness, so to speak, instead of in a denseness. And the quality, the life quality, has a dramatic shift and adjustment with that experience to do as well. Because if you stay in these higher vibrations, you have access to higher levels of consciousness. And you can access different lighter, higher vibrations. And sometimes we all know this, we feel like heavy or sometimes depressed, or it's a cloudy day, or it's a gray and dark day, and then we feel accordingly sometimes. Now, when you are in a sunny, vibrant day, you feel high frequency, you feel joyful, you feel uplifted and lighthearted. And these frequencies, each of our organs have a different sound, very similar like they make now the sound visible of the planets. And you can listen to how the Earth, Jupiter, even the sun sounds. Each and everyone has their own sound. And when we harmonize them and raise or shift the vibration, we're going to have a different quality of life. And specifically with yoga or working out or getting yourself into a healthy mindset, your whole system starts naturally aligning itself with these higher vibrations, because our nature is a higher vibration.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So, you know, I've been really focusing this year as well. I want to be able to make sure that I'm feeding my family and myself to the best possible way, really. I want to be able to use our brain very, very well. I want to be able to have all the family thinking clearly, and I realize how food impacts. I'd love you to talk a little bit about the resonance of food and what you're putting in, and then how that affects your vibration as well. Could you talk a little bit about that for me, please?
Yes. When we eat dense foods that are heavy, that where our body needs to work very hard on the enzymatic digestion of it. We have to, for example, when we cook something, we put in our system, it doesn't have much enzymes in it. That means our body is literally going into its own library and has to create the exact enzyme of that what we're eating to break it down. So we have to produce 25% of our life force has to be dedicated to producing the enzymes of the food that we're just eating. And there's a whole movement about eating as much raw and vegan and healthy as you can. So how more raw food you're eating, how more enzymes are in the food. And how more enzymes are in the food, how more your body can keep the enzymes stored or apply these enzymes for other services. Look at the enzymes that are now in all these cleansers that you have at the house. It's all like, and now there's a whole label on it with enzymes that break the food down, that breaks the residue down, that breaks the odor down. These enzymes are very, very powerful cleansers for our system. Enzymes can even eat away cancerous buildup in our system.
And so making, like, being able to eat this food, does that then help with being more conscious and more awake? Like, I'm dairy at the moment, and the brain part for me is very important because I understand if we have our brain functioning, everything is so much easier. I'm just interested in that.
Well, that's very true. When you eat lighter food, of course, your system is not bogged down with having to put so much energy towards breaking the food down, dealing with the repercussions of it, being involved. For example, just think about it. When we eat food from abused animals, that's in that moment. And I know not many people want to think about it, but even if you think about just the food that you get like from like meat, for example, that you get from abused animals. What happens with that food is you're taking it inside of you, and then you open a door for another form of abuse because you are associating yourself with that vibration. Why would you do that? I don't want to associate myself with it. So in that moment, you would say, well, either eat something organic or eat something that is not as heavy, that doesn't affect or compromises your system to the level where you feel like it takes away from you instead of adding. When I eat, I don't want to have to work out. And I started on this journey really early. When I ate meat when I was young, I felt the whole process of where these stages of this animal had to go through before it came to me. So it was way traumatic for me to even eat it. I couldn't even eat it because it was too much work for me to sit in this IMAX cinema and see what this food went through before I had it really in my body. And so I decided then, well, I know the whole story and had it consciously experienced, so I decided to eat rather a piece of fruit.
Right. Well, we're going to go to a quick break, come back to the last segment in just a moment.
People of the world, let's get together.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial. No sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
people of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
And we're back on Let's Talk Healing with Energy Guru Atana and his guest Anna. And Anna, you had some more questions or thoughts for Atana.
I do. I wanted to talk to Atana about the importance of humor and why it is important to talk about things that are funny and have fun. So, Atana, let's talk about that.
Of course. And, you know, in my journey, I look at my life, and I see the irony and the interesting irony and humor of the divine. It's almost like I feel like one of these movies that are like somewhere in the cupboard, you know, in the big desk of God. And whenever God wants to have like a comedy day, then just puts my film in there, and just it's like hilarious and laughing about what I went through and how resentful I was in my journey, until I got to the point where I really wanted to serve. Now, humor, at the same time, when I look at my life, I see the irony, but I also see the irony in everything. At the same time, everything is reality. But if you look at it from a different angle, it could be hilarious. It could be truly hilarious. Mm. And look at our expressions of life. Often we think it should be a certain way. But when you look at it from a different angle, and when you bring in that different point of view, where you realize that everything is truly unlimited, then you get to this place where all this truly is at the same time an illusion.
Mm. And so why is it so... So bringing in a perspective that is in sometimes an ironic point of view, does that instantly take you to that higher vibration? Is that why that is a helpful perspective to take?
Absolutely, because if we don't take ourselves so serious, I mean, look at our lives. We are like so serious, and we are so adamant about it, that we're being taken seriously, and here I'm going to the counter and I want to be taken seriously, and all of these expressions that we have in life where we want to be taken seriously, ultimately it's not about being taken seriously or being ridiculed or being fun or not fun. It's more to find the polarities of it. It's finding the duality of it. In everything that can be funny can be also tragical, and vice versa. In tragic, often you can also see the humor. What I'm seeing here is one is not disconnected from the other. It's not just one or the other, but at the same time, like I said, everything is an illusion and everything is a reality. If you don't have these in-between spaces developed, then that's exactly the space where life manifests, the space in between reality and illusion. And that's like the same space as humor, and this is like that serious.
Yeah, and maybe that's why, you know, I know you like to laugh and joke a lot. Like, it's, you know, when we talk, you laugh a lot, and it's a lovely part of you because, you know, you're this amazing healer, but at the same time, you can be very, very, very human, and you are human, but you joke a lot and laugh a lot, and that's what makes it so nice as well, because it feels free.
Yes, and we're not stuck in one or the other. And, you know, it gets me to this place, and I love this example of the yogi, you know, the yogi that goes into the pizza parlor. And the yogi goes into the pizza parlor and says to the guy behind the counter, make me one with everything. You know?
That's a good one.
Yeah. And the guy gives them like a pizza, like with everything that he has on there. Puts everything on there that they have in the store. Like puts everything on there from artichoke hearts to spinach to broccoli to everything. And then he gets the pizza. And then he said, well, it's $25. And the yogi gives him a bill, a $50 bill, and waits for his change. And then the yogi says, hey, where's my change? And the guy says, hey, change has to come from within.
That's very good, Astana. I like that. It's a good one. I love that. So we need to watch a few more happy movies and tell a few more happy jokes just to liven things up a little bit.
Well,
you inspired me. I'm going to go out. I'm going to get off this call and go and make some funny faces at my kids.
And stay in the beauty of life, stay in the lightness of life, and enjoy this beautiful life.
Thank you. I think a lot of people need to hear that at the moment, because I think there's a lot of, you know, difficulty in the world, and I know a lot of people are experiencing very difficult things, and, you know, all those terrible fires that have been happening in America and just the whole political scene and everything. So, you know, so important to remember that message.
Exactly, and it's all going to pass, and we're all going to meet at the other side and having a big party.
I'll bring the margaritas.
Well, guys, before we get ready to close, Atana, do you want to give some information about your website?
Yes, first of all, thank you, Laura. Lori, thank you, Anna, and thank you, every listener that's out there and listens to us right now. I want you to have a good time in your life. If you are interested in getting your life even better in shape and more focused, check out my book, Sacred Inner Dialogue. It will get you right on track where you need to be in order to change your life. Get the prosperity mantras. Start working with the prosperity mantras to change your life. And check out my website, atanamethod.com, A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com. And check out the products, the one-ments we have, and everything that I offer to support you getting into life and actually into your excellence, where you can start becoming the leader that's going to lead people into their excellence and into their own transformation.
Very good.
Thank
and if you want to reach Atana directly, yep, you can reach him at 615-202-6950. Thanks, Atana. Thanks, Anna. Another great show. And thank you for joining us on Let's Talk Healing with Energy Guru Atana. We're looking forward to having you join us again for more healing information next week. Join us then.
People of the world, let's get together.